Ken Curtis was born Curtis Wayne Gates in 1916 and reared in Las Animas, near Lamar in southeastern Colorado. His father, Dan Gates, was the sheriff. The family lived above the jail, and his mother, Nellie Sneed Gates, cooked for the prisoners. Curtis was a singer before moving into acting, and he combined both careers once he entered the movies, performing with the popular Sons of the Pioneers from 1949 to 1953, as well as singing with the iconic Tommy Dorsey Band. Many sources mention that Curtis replaced Frank Sinatra as vocalist for the Dorsey Band, but details of Curtis's relationship with the band are unclear. Information presented at the Old Corral B Western website indicates that Curtis recorded with the Dorsey Band in 1941, prior to Sinatra's departure, and may have served simply as insurance against Sinatra's likely defection. Dick Hames actually replaced Sinatra in 1942. That same source also indicates that it was Dorsey himself who suggested Curtis's stage name. The son-in-law of director John Ford, Curtis teamed with Ford and John Wayne in Rio Grande, The Quiet Man, The Wings of Eagles, The Searchers, The Horse Soldiers, The Alamo, and How the West Was Won. Curtis also teamed with Ford, along with Henry Fonda, James Cagney, William Powell, and Jack Lemmon, in the Navy comedy classic Mr. Roberts. In the 1950s, Curtis tried his hand at producing two extremely low-budget monster films, The Killer Shrews and The Giant Gia Monster. Curtis also guest-starred on an episode of Perry Mason as a circus clown. Curtis also co-starred with Larry Pennell in the 1962 syndicated television series Ripcord, a half-hour drama about a skydiving service company. Curtis played the role of Jim Buckley, and Pennell was Ted McKeever. The series helped generate interest in the sport of parachuting. Curtis remains best known, however, for his role as Festus, the scruffy, cantankerous, functionally illiterate deputy in Gunsmoke. While Marshal Matt Dillon had a total of 5 different deputies over 2 decades, Festus held the badge the longest, 11 years and 239 episodes, and was the most colorful. Festus was patterned after Cedar Jack, a man from Curtis's Las Animas childhood. Cedar Jack, who lived about 40 miles out of town, made a living cutting cedar fence posts. Curtis observed him many times as Jack would come into Las Animas, where he would usually end up drunk and in jail. Besides engaging in the usual personal appearances that most television stars undertake to promote their program, Curtis also traveled around the country performing a Western-themed stage show at fairs, rodeos, and other venues when Gunsmoke wasn't in production, and even for some years after the show was canceled. In 2 episodes of Gunsmoke, Carol O'Connor was a guest star. Years later, Curtis guest-starred as a retired police detective on O'Connor's NBC program In the Heat of the Night. His last role was as aging cattle rancher Seaborn Tay in the 1991 television production Conniger by Western author Louis L'Amour. Sam Elliott starred in the lead role, and Curtis's Gunsmoke co-star Buck Taylor, newly O'Brien, played a bad man in the same film. Curtis died in his sleep of natural causes in Fresno on April 28, 1991. Material for this audio brief is from Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia. For the old-time radio researchers, I'm Archie Hutter, your announcer. We hope you enjoy this special series.